if you have an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is always so beautiful, I want to talk a minute about the image. Mm-hmm. The image, as we know, resulted as a miracle when Juan Diego was asked to present the bishop with a sign that God was appearing to him through Mary, and that that's what he was asked to. This little peasant was going to tell the bishop that they wanted this shrine built on this particular place in Tepeyac, in Guadalupe. And so this was a very specific place where Our Lady came and visited with little Juan Diego, a poor little Indian. She came down from heaven, and the appearance that he could see her with was exactly the appearance that was going to appear on he had a telma that was a poor man's telma. And so when she was going to give him a sign of the appearance that she had, she gave him all these roses, which were completely out of season at that time. And so the bishop said, "How do I know that Mary is appearing to you?" And he said, "She told me that she would give me a sign." And the sign she gave him, when he took off his telma and held it out, Mary filled it with roses. When he brought the roses in to the bishop to show him, this huge amount of roses that could not possibly have been grown at that time of the year in Mexico City, they fell on the floor, and when they did, here appearing on his telma, which is what is still showing today, over 500 years later, is the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And that image, if you look at it, listen to in the Mass that we have for Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's taken from the book of Revelation, beginning with the 11th chapter and going into the 12th chapter. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant could be seen in the temple. Now, the Ark of the Covenant is that in which God resided, meaning Mary was the Ark of the Covenant. A great sign appears in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun. And there it is, this magnificent image of Mary, brilliantly bathed in the sun, clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. And there she is, with angels beneath her, and she's standing on the moon. And on her head, a crown of 12 stars. Mis queridos hermanos hispánicos, que ustedes de América Latina, esta imagen de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, es ella está con el sol alrededor, la luna abajo de su pie y las estrellas como una corona a su cabeza. That's exactly what this imagen, this image of Our Lady is, clothed in the sun, standing on the moon. And this is from the book of the scriptures. She was with child. La Señora de Guadalupe está embarazada. She's pregnant, because on her hand is the sign that the Indians use when a woman was pregnant. Her kerchief was the way it just exactly is on this. So she's appearing to Juan Diego, pregnant with Jesus. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert where she had a place prepared by God. What a magnificent celebration that we have here on December 12th. Cristo ya va a nacer in la fiesta de su nacimiento. Y la señora, en este momento, ella está con él, con su hijo. We have such a magnificent feast here. Jesus is going, we're celebrating his birth. This feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe is so timely that this reminder that Mary was the one who brought Jesus into the world. And as we're about to celebrate La Navidad, as we're about to celebrate Christmas, this image of Mary pregnant with Jesus and going to give birth to this child who is hated by the devil. This devil hates this Son of God, this Son of Mary. And he wants to do violence against the Son of God and the Son of Mary. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven. This is in the book of Revelations. Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the anointed, and the authority of his anointed one. And so in the wonderful celebration that we're about to have today, Our Lady of Guadalupe, this reading from the book of Revelations is given to us. She is given to us also as the new evangelization. When Mary appeared in the 16th century to Juan Diego in Mexico City, at the very same time in Europe, 7 million people were leaving the Catholic Church because of the Protestant Reformation. There had been such a decadence in the church, and reform was needed. It was true. The reform that then took place with the Council of Trent and the magnificent new energy that was brought into the church with that council, and the split in Western Christianity between Protestant and Catholics took place then. But at the very same time, this new evangelization was taking place in the New World. 8 million new Catholics were coming into the Catholic Church. As 7 million were leaving, 8 million were coming in. And through whom? Through Our Lady of Guadalupe. That same sign is given to us now, today, this December 12th, 2012. And so today is 12, 12, 12. This is a very special year. And from Argentina, the tip of Argentina, to the north of Canada, Guadalupe is the center. Our Lady of Guadalupe is the Our Lady of the Americas. And we are urged by John Paul II in his encyclical, the Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, to see from the north, to look to the south, and from the south to look to the north, and right there, centered in Guadalupe, is that which will make us one America. And she is Our Lady, not of the Americas. He doesn't call her Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe de Americas, but America. She is Our Lady of America. And here we have, especially those of us, ustedes de América Latina Sur, ustedes tienen una fiesta grande. Y nosotros de los Estados Unidos y del Norte podemos celebrar una fiesta grande para todas las Américas. Nosotros somos Americanos, North y Sur. We are Americans, North and South. But what a grand and wonderful mother we have. Our Lady is the mother of all of mankind, not just the Americas. And the need we have for a new evangelization, the power and the grace that can come through this feast for all of the Americas. There's another magnificent teaching that Our Lady of Guadalupe can give us. She is such a powerful force against abortion. This is the next text that is used at her Mass of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and is taken from the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, the 39th verse, beginning. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ear, the infant in my womb leapt for joy." Now we have this magnificent meeting of the pregnant Mary, the Savior of the world, is being carried in her womb, and the pregnant Elizabeth, the one who is going to go before him and prepare his way, John the Baptist. John the Baptist, in the womb, meets Jesus in the womb. Oh, what a teaching against the horrors and the depravity of abortion. This image of these two women meeting, Mary is our new queen of the new evangelization, and Mary and Elizabeth are magnificent signs this day of the horror of abortion. And so we pray on this Feast of Our Lady that there will be a new evangelization throughout the whole world, especialmente in las naciones de Latinoamérica. Ustedes tienen la fe, ustedes tienen que seguir según esta fe. We all have this great faith. There are so many Catholics in South America, in Latin America, and there are so many of us in North America. Nosotros somos hijos del Padre. We are sons of the Father. And we are one. Nosotros somos uno in Cristo. Un solo familia. Una familia grande. Tenemos que vivir como hijos de Dios y hermanos de Cristo. por la espíritu del Espíritu Santo de amor y de caridad. What a magnificent new evangelization could happen when North America and South America and the whole world begins to experience this oneness in Jesus Christ. And so today, on this Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, what a wonderful mother we have. As she pleaded and gave her message to Juan Diego, whose feast we had on the 9th of this month in preparation for Christmas, she is pleading with us. She is today interceding for us in heaven, that we will be prepared at the coming of our Savior. This time, he's coming on a cloud. And he wants to know, what have we done with what we've been given? And the charge that we've had is to bring the gospel of love and unity and peace throughout the world. There is so much darkness to overcome because so little is being understood about the gospel message. I am your Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. I sent my Son Jesus to suffer, to die, and to rise. And in his suffering, death, and resurrection, he brought salvation to the world. I sending you, all of you, apostles of mine and disciples of mine, to go tell the whole world that there is the redemption and salvation in Christ, through Christ, and with Christ. Repent of your sins and be baptized. Repent, if you have been baptized, of your sins and come back to living a life of Christ in him, through him, and with him. And if you have not yet preach that message, how important it is that you become an evangelizer, not only by your words, but by your lives of holiness and love. On this feast, Our Lady is telling you, in the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, in her eye, in the pupil of her eye, it's still there, is Juan Diego. They just recently discovered it as they examined this beautiful image that is still miraculously held together and is there for all to see. Enemies of the church have come in. They've even tried to throw a bomb to destroy it. It was never destroyed all through these hundreds of years. This shrine is older than Fatima, older than Lourdes, or any other appearance of Mary. And now it's still there and still radiating that message. But in her eye was Juan Diego. And as I speak today to you, just look and see, Chris, that she's looking at you. You're in her eye. There's a beautiful saying that you are the apple of my eye. And not only does she have Juan Diego there, she has you. Do you know who you are? You are a daughter of Mary. You are a son of Mary. And all of us are children of Mary. She is our heavenly mother. And she's pleading and interceding for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of death. Amen. May Our Lady of Guadalupe intercede for us. Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, ruega por nosotros.
Monsignor, for you, when did you, if you don't mind sharing, have this awareness of Our Lady of Guadalupe? When did she touch your heart?
I was very much drawn. I was ordained in 1953. And I've always had a deep love for the poor. And I wanted to sign up to go to Latin America. Our Holy Father, John the 23rd, had written an encyclical called Latin America. And he asked the priests or the bishops of the world to send 10% of their priests to Latin America that was so short on priests to assist the Latin American church because they had so many Catholics but so few vocations to care for them. And I applied immediately in 1960 to go to Latin America. And I applied to a group called the St. James Society in Boston, established by Cardinal Cushing. And I made my first trip to Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine and asking her to just take this desire I had and this intention of mine. And that I went there in 1960. And I have been there, dozens of times to the Our Lady's shrine there. There was an old shrine there when I first went, and I just never got over those who were making the pilgrimage on their knees. They would come for miles and miles and actually come to the shrine on their knees. Their knees would be bloody. And there were the poor cholos of the countryside, and they would come with their families and their intentions. And the faith that I saw at that shrine was such, and every time I visited there, Our Lady always gave me a great favor. And of course, then she listened to that petition of mine, and I did then eventually get to spend 5 years in Peru, in South America.
She has such an important message there where she looks at little Juanito and says, "Do you not know that I am your mother?" That's so tender, isn't it?
And what else do you need? Is there anything else I can do for you? It's the simplest of all Mary's messages that, you know, and there's a complicated, I think it's quite complicated in Fatima. And it has something to do with her Immaculate Conception at Lourdes. But here in Guadalupe, it's, I'm your mother, and I'm going to take care of you. And whatever your needs are, just come to me. Don't you know that I am your mother? And so the message is the simplest of all. It's the most difficult to say to others because it's so simple. And so that whatever need you have today, whatever need, please, Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us and ask that intercession. Whatever that might be, if you're sick, if you need a job, if someone in your family needs some kind of care and attention, whatever your need might be today, this is a great and wonderful time. One year ago today, I went to the hospital to have a hip replacement. And of course, when you're 84 years old and you're going to have a hip replacement, well, I went in. I had the most marvelous experience. I got up and they said, "Well, you don't look like you've been operated on." I got out of bed. Yesterday I went back for my hip checkup, and I said, I could be your poster child. because, you know, I just feel so great. Now, there's a personal thing that I, 1 year ago, right on her feast day, and that wasn't the day I picked. She picked it. She says, Juanito, come here. Padrecito Juanito, I'll take care of you. And here I am, rejoicing and thanking her on her feast for the marvelous job she did with my hip replacement. This morning, I walked a mile and a half before I gave this little recording. And I intend to, with the help of God, have a great day. What are your needs? What are your cares? Come to me. Today, Our Lady is so interested in you, your needs, your intentions, your cares. And wouldn't it be wonderful that as you fast today, this is a great day to come to your mother and then say to her, like, this is what I'm experiencing today with my mother. Mother, you have given me so much. You know, this the spirit of fasting and prayer today is, help me to broaden my love for others. And through my fasting and through my prayer today, help me to be like you. Help me to reach out to others today. I encourage every one of you today to again do your fasting and your praying in a spirit of joy, in a spirit of love, in a spirit of Jesus. You are a child of Mary. And when he turned to John and said, this is your mother. And when he turned to his mother and said, this is your child. And so that's what he is doing right now as I give my final thought. He's saying to Mary, this is your daughter. He's saying to you, this is your mother. And today, turn to her. Some of us may have earthly mothers that aren't so generous and loving. This mother of yours is the sweetest and most gracious. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Padre Juan.
And it's wonderful. Talk to you tomorrow on the Feast of St. Lucy.